love in the time of scholars. Scholars vie with one another like eager contestants on The Price is Right or Make a Deal or American Idol. Simon Cowell's grimace as fierce as an unpopular dean's. Scholars travel by boat, bus, bicycle, car, limousine, plane, scooter, taxi, train, truck, van, round and round, mesmerized at conferences here and there, everywhere. Scholars perform acrobatics like the Cirque du Soleil, pudgy, round academics in sequined leotards discussing the gymnastic turns of Jean-Francois Lyotard. Scholars always look like they need to be someplace else, or always looking for important people, at least people more important than you and me. Scholars talk loudly on cell phones and Blackberries like they want everybody to hear their business, like the future of Iraq or NASDAQ depends on them. Scholars complain always about the lack of academic rigor, like Hugh Hefner dreaming of Viagra, sleepless with fears of erectile dysfunction. Scholars jostle like guppies around the pastry table, voracious for cinnamon buns, blueberry scones, bran muffins, sugar cookies, and coconut squares. Scholars shuffle through the Sheraton like zombies, mesmerized with loss or hope, zombies on zambonis, slow moves around the slick marble floor. Scholars carry business cards in platinum cases like Humphrey Bogart carried cigarettes, pushing cards like a fuller brush man. Scholars bump one another with stuffed backpacks like bumper cars, ramble and rumble, a desiccated cliché in a single key, words worn out with asthmatic puffing. Scholars present powerful points with PowerPoint, wielding technology with a magician's eager stealth for keeping the earth spinning. Scholars hold words with fundamentalist zeal, wrestle words with a chokehold, claim they want to be mentors, but really want mini-me mentees. Scholars need poetry, especially amidst the maze of email, meetings, and memos marked urgent, though the only urgency is the lovely lie that never lies still.